1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
It's winter fever here in Gotham. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! It's a cold town. Stay cool, bird boy. Can you be cold, Batman?
Hi!
A bat bomb? A bat bomb!
It's winter fever here in Gotham.
A bat bomb. So this is where you hang out.
Can you be cold, Batman?
Cool party.
Let's kick some ice.
All right, we're back for another episode of the Ben and Vince Show. Who else is talking?
Someone else is in the studio with us.
Are we live?
Yeah, very professional there, guest.
Hi. What's up, guys?
Introduce yourself, guest.
What is the haps? What are the haps? What is the haps? Is this plural?
This is Mr. What is the haps?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Everybody, welcome to the Ben and Vince Show, Retarded Diego.
Yeah, well, we'll just introduce him for himself.
You can only speak in drums.
Those of you out there who know Morse code, you know, this will be a good show for you. Yeah. Everyone else, you're screwed.
So,
kind of like that video you put up, except for with Morse code instead of Spanish.
Yeah. It'll be the Spanish. What if it was Spanish Morse code?
Oh shit!
I mean, Morse code is just characters. You can do any language, right? Or any language that has, you know.
How are you gonna do accents?
Oh shit!
And what about the tilde? Huh?
I don't know.
You're gonna be all like gracias, señor. It's gonna be like that.
I think people will be able to divine the meaning.
Divine? Do you mean divine? I have no idea if that's what you mean, because there's no tilde. Yeah, thank you. I'll be here all week.
Sorry,
I was a bit late. I can make other sounds. I just have a keyboard here, and it's like without stuff. Like,
wait, is the keyboard that's making the drum sounds?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, what?
Wow.
It really sets the tone. The voice.
Special musical guest right now.
What is the voice of this piece?
Shut up, Miss Tubman.
Oh my god, sand!
That never happened.
I don't need your comments.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard the new?
Are you telling me Chihuahua doesn't have any cues in it?
Wait.
What would happen if you did that, but if the keyboard was set to, like, you know, organ or something?
It would sound like this.
Not quite the same, really. Yeah. I guess that's the reason they use drums.
Yesterday, I went out with my friend and we recorded a bunch of sticks breaking to use it as a snare. This is what it sounds like.
It sounds like sticks breaking.
Like that.
So, So I gotta ask you a question, Diego.
Yeah.
You find anyone who's like able to be in a band with you?
A few people, yeah. Yeah, my friend came over yesterday, and I recorded the stick with him. He's a drummer, actually. And he also does, like, mashups and stuff. Like, kind of like...
Is he Flounder?
Is he what?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay. And, so making music, you know.
So that's good. Because, like, you definitely had to be in a band or something.
Do you guys make sweet funky music as you groove out? I guess so.
He's talking in piano Morse code.
Wow, like, there'd be like a lot more possibilities. Like, I guess you could even have like, this is C. This is C. So, what can I say to you guys with like notes? Maybe Ben
like A through
car.
G. No, car, Vince. Car. Oh, you say car.
Okay, cat.
No!
He is
cab.
Ready. Okay, cash cab.
Ready? What am I saying?
Cab.
Yeah!
I just said that. That
was backwards.
So back, I guess?
Blood alcohol.
Ack-ack-ack-ack-ack-ack-ack or ka-ka-ka-ka-ka or something.
Just that. Just go with that.
Kaka?
Yeah, it means poop.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, man.
You can hear me. Pick up the phone.
You guys usually like, talk about like stuff that's happening in the world and stuff?
Okay, so let me ask you. What are your views?
What are your views?
I don't care.
Well, in that case, how do you feel about things? That's not an answer.
Wait! That's pretty much it.
That's how you feel about things?
Yeah.
Empathetic drumming.
That's actually exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
are you guys, back at, what's it, back in Maryland or whatever?
We're in the studio.
Yeah, we're in the studio right now.
That's in Maryland, though, right?
It's in Albany.
Oh, okay. Forgot, sorry.
But, we commuted.
I really wish this town wasn't halfway between D.C. and New York.
Yeah, right. Anyway, but yeah, in general, we're back in Maryland.
So you, like, commute to Albany? That's pretty rough.
No, we just take the train.
Well, Vince takes the train.
Yeah.
You just teleport, right? Ben, teleporting?
I wish. I have to fly, but I can only fly as fast as I can run, and I get tired flying just as fast as I get tired by running, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Wait.
Why would you even
Does that include your, like, up direction?
Yeah, it includes my up direction.
I mean, it's just like a waste. You're just like running longer.
You should just shoot yourself as a curved gun.
As a curved gun? What am I, a transformer?
Transform into a gun that shoots out other guns.
Right. No, it wasn't that. It was that it transformed into a gun that the other transformer that already had guns on it could pick up and shoot.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Invincible. You'd be invincible.
Why would I be invincible?
Invincible.
Wasn't that another Mark Wahlberg movie?
Yes, it is. That was so funny, it deserves several rim shots.
I should make a rim shot pattern so I don't have to actually play it. Give me a second.
Okay.
You're so lazy.
This can only go poorly.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Yeah. I asked my sister, I was like, you know, if I
go... You have a sister?
Here we go.
How old is she?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, if you can only fly as fast as you can run and you got tired, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, you know, how cool would it still be? And she was like, well, it would still be pretty cool. I mean, because, you know, it wouldn't take as long because you wouldn't have to, like, follow the roads and stuff. You could do, you know, what's it called? What, how do you say it? She was trying to think of, you know, as the crow flies or whatever. But yeah. She's like, you know, you could do it like a bird's version. It's like, okay, yes, I could do it that way, like a bird would do it.
Like a bird's version, that's yeah. Great.
I thought that was really funny. It's true. It's like that movie with Anna Paquin, Fly Away Home.
What?
There's non-stop laughter here!
I think you're confusing laughter with, like, something that comes after laughter. Oh my god, that rhymed.
Something that comes after laughter. Crying.
What? Since when?
I don't know. Oh, so, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break from all this madness, crazy up and down.
Did you guys see that?
No.
Now you listen to me, Aaron. You don't blow your money on the comic books, you understand? It'll do you a damn bit of good. And the nude mags, you're going to be inherited mine when you're 16 anyway. Now look, the junk food and the candy just rots your teeth, give you bad breath, and the girls run like hell. Stay the hell away from buying any rock TV shirts or hip-hop gear or anything like that. Arcade games, pick out one that you can do, okay? One that you can do as opposed to a whole bunch of them that you don't know what the hell you're doing. Techno music just puts a hole in your brain. Are you listening to me? Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Huh?
What the hell? Get out of here.
I don't want a pickle.
What the hell?
I just won't ride my motorcycle.
Man, I'm about to put the press up with the whip winner, man.
And I don't want to die.
Dude, I have no idea what you're doing.
I just want to ride my motorcycle. Cool.
G.I. Joe!
The musical stylings of retarded Diego.
What's that guy's name?
Wait, hold on. Did you put on one of my songs during the break or something?
Yeah, I mean, you were in the bathroom, so you didn't hear it. But yeah, that's what we did.
Okay. Yeah, I was in the bathroom. Yep, bathrooms in the studio.
Yeah.
What else would we do?
It's like a lot bigger than the room we're recording in, too. I don't understand.
Look, some of us like to go to the bathroom in a big room.
Why don't we just record in the bathroom?
Echoes,
sounds like you're still there.
And then poop here.
There's no toilets in here.
What are you talking about?
There's no recording equipment in the bathroom.
Wait a minute.
Unless you count the FBI spy cameras.
We're not supposed to know about that, I think.
So, right.
What podcast number is this? Or does it even not have a number? Is it like...
It has a number.
Okay.
26, I think?
Yeah.
Our numbering system's a little messed up, though, I gotta admit.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I gotta say, 26 is a pretty boring number.
Well,
sequential.
It doesn't contain a few of them. And then it does contain some that shouldn't be in there, like, you know, 0.5.
Whatever, it makes more sense than anything else.
Yeah.
Should have picked a better number for the podcast.
Oh, what is that guy's name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy who always wears, like, Eagles hats.
Ed.
You know, that guy? The guy who's always just sitting there.
It's Ed.
And he's like, oh, you're so funny, Jay.
What?
Jordan?
No.
Jay Leno's sidekick?
Yeah.
I don't know his name. I don't watch that show.
Oh, come on. You gotta know his name.
You don't know his name?
I know his name. I just can't think of it.
Okay. I never knew it. Is it Ed McMahon?
No.
Wait a second. I just realized something.
Ed.
Am I getting royalties for this? You guys use my song.
Yeah, you gave it to us for free, remember?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you were in the bathroom, and I was like, sign
Kevin
this contract.
Kevin Eubanks.
I got lost in there, Ben. You can't.
I was like, sign this contract if you want me to lead you out of here.
We don't pay anyone else royalties.
True.
Yeah, I guess. Why do you have a tavern in the bathroom?
We don't.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Are you sure that was the bathroom that you were in?
Yes. I mean, yes. No.
Yes. What else would it be, Vince?
Wait, what were we talking? Oh, Kevin Eubanks. Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show Band.
Max Weinberg and the Max Weinberg 7 Max.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. What becomes of Kevin Eubanks when Jay Leno retires?
He stays on.
Really?
No. I don't know.
Like, I never seen one of these crazy changes happening. What happens to the set? Does the set stay the same?
Probably.
So many
questions.
Not many answers.
Yeah. Every time my mom sees Max Weinberg, who's the guy, the band leader on Conan.
I don't know what's going on. I'm lost again.
It's like the bathroom all over again.
Yeah.
Every time he's the drummer, right? But he's also somehow the band leader. So she's like, what kind of band has a drummer as the band leader? You know, go back and play someone's bar mitzvah, Max.
Genesis, the answer.
What? Genesis? Oh, is the band that has, I get it, okay.
Sega Genesis?
Yes.
What about Genesis?
What about genuses?
Like, the parent of species?
Yes. What about those? Do you guys like those guys? They're pretty good. They had a few hits.
Janice.
Yeah, right.
I read this note that Cyril wrote on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It was about Mr. Walstein's math classes.
Okay.
How other people should take them.
Uh-huh.
He starts like, I'm Cyril Land.
You might remember me from such films as.
Yeah. I graduated from the Magnet in the class of 2007. I'm also Janice Land's sister.
Wait, sister?
Or brother, whatever. I don't know. He probably, whatever. Anyway, he's like, you know, he goes on and on and on. I couldn't read it. It was too many words.
Right.
I think the main gist is that
you don't
have to do Friday's homework because he never grades it or something.
I don't know. Do you guys think that Mr. Walstein is a terrible teacher? Because I'm pretty sure he's a terrible teacher. I'm even more sure of that after, like, college classes.
I didn't think he was a terrible teacher.
Yeah, I agree. He was, I mean, look, you have to understand, he's teaching, but you have to learn. Okay? He doesn't learn you.
You're probably just a terrible learner, Diego.
There is the door.
Yeah, exactly.
I never quite knew where he was pointing. Maybe that was my problem.
Look, like pointing out the window.
Got lost again in the classroom.
You guys, you
gotta get GPS or something.
You want to go off and get into MIT.
Yeah.
Get teen pregnant.
Whoa. That was scary.
Get teen pregnant.
Yeah, Yeah, he's always talking about teen pregnancy.
Yeah, and MIT and...
This summer, one man.
Oh, here we go.
One man.
Done.
He's done.
One what?
One man? I don't. I
one
don't
know. Man, one nut grabber or something.
When? I guess you could. I guess you need to know where. Like, yeah.
What?
There's something.
So, also the Giants.
Yes, the Giants.
But not really the current Giants, but the Giants from about 30 years ago.
Get a chicken when the Giants won the Super Bowl.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. That was pretty good Super Bowl. I'm not gonna
yeah. Worry. I read the article in the Onion, you know, Patriots season ends perfectly for the rest of the nation.
I like the other sports article.
They have more than one other sports article.
It was like, Nationals fly ball smashes through Capitol Dome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Both teams book it out of there.
Right, right. Nationals, like, pretty much really suck.
Oh, my God. They're so bad. They've only won one game out of, like, their last seven.
That's not very good.
No, it's not. But I'm sure, I mean, the last time I checked, they were leading the league in number of batters hit by pitches when facing a right-handed pitcher. But only okay. The National League.
So how did...
Okay.
How did
but they were leading.
Like...
In something.
How did, in general, I never really, like, I have, you know, I have an idea, but, like, I never really know exactly how people get all those stats in sports. So, like... Are there a bunch of people who just watch, you know, the game and they're just like watching, you know, one
statisticians
over and over and like they have to write down everything he does or something, or how does it work?
I think so.
Something like that.
Statisticians, man. You should have taken sports statistics. Wait,
yeah.
You did.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I learned about sports statistics.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
That is the difference between us.
Yeah. That's the only difference.
Not so different, you and I.
What?
We're not so different, you and I.
Okay.
But we are different because only one of us took sports statistics.
Also, only one of us is a robot.
It's you.
I know.
We'll leave that up to the audience to decide.
That is false. I am also a robot.
We're not talking about that. Anyway, you know, we'll be back next week.
Oh, already. Send us off with a rim shot.